there is lack of evidence in the literature regarding the severe endometriosis. And if you look at the Cochrane, they looked at the evidence at the simple moderate type. What's your comment on severe endometriosis? Because I think this is a very important issue, because out of the 30% of patients who have subfertility, there is a significant percentage of them have severe endometriosis. What should we do for them?
Well, I might not be the best person to answer the question. You might be better at answering it yourself. I suppose I'd say two things. Because of the absence or the deficit of expertise, I have finished up doing much more advanced surgery than I would have thought I would have been doing 10 or 15 years ago. And I have often been surprised at the people who will conceive. Now, there are people, there are some women who, if you said there's a 0.5% chance they should conceive after this operation, they will take the option. Commitment is so, or in the eyes, it sometimes it's not a normal commitment. But there are situations where I would say to people, I can't do anything for you. And that's because of a lack of personal training and expertise. So I think there's tremendous opportunities for restoring fertility in people with severe endometriosis, given the equipment and the expertise that's available now. And I think it's radically different from, say, when IVF came out first. I think there is not being taken up, but the opportunity for spontaneous conception now is much better from a surgical perspective than it was 20 years ago. Is that what you... Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a question online as well.
Do you read it?
Tracy, would you like to speak?
John, who's behind now, who can't see you, if you could comment perhaps on whether or not you think natural patients should have their hormones optimized before having their crisis versus having it done initially, especially in terms of some
Hello, Tracy, and it's great to hear from you. Why aren't you here? I didn't hear the last part of your question, but I think you were saying that as to whether people should have their hormones optimized before they would have endometriosis surgery performed. I don't think so. I think if they're going to have surgery, in some cases I would suppress their hormones for 3 months to try and make the surgery easier. So I don't think there's any case for optimizing their hormones. But there is the question that people with endometriosis are not incapable of conceiving. So I don't think there's anything wrong with treating somebody who may have endometriosis. You can't prove it in most cases until you do a laparoscopy. I think there's nothing wrong with treating people that may have endometriosis to see if they can conceive spontaneously. It's not impossible. I didn't hear the last part of your question, but I don't know, does that cover it?
That covered it. A matter of timing and before or after born optimization. Thank you, Dr.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Monaghan.